Tony. Tony. Tony Home Permanent presents...
This is Nora Drake.
This is Nora Drake, a modern story seen through the window of a woman's heart. Have you put off trying a Tony Home Permanent just because you were afraid you couldn't do it? Well, practically every woman wonders about that in the beginning, but when you think that more than a million women a month are giving themselves beautiful Tony waves, you know it must be easy. If millions of other women can do it, why can't you? Most of them have had no more experience than you have, yet they're getting wonderful results. Today, get the Tony kit complete with plastic curlers for only $2. Just be sure to follow the simple directions, and you'll find it's easy to give yourself a lovely Tony Home Permanent. The wave that gives that natural look, T-O-N-I, Tony. And now, this is Nora Drake, written by Julian Funt. If high-strung and self-centered Peggy Martinson is playing an unusual role these days, it's because her marriage means a great deal to her. She happens to be very much in love with her husband. For the first few months, hers was the typical performance of a jealous and suspicious wife, and she took no pains at all to conceal her bitterness, her animosity towards Nora Drake, with whom her husband is still in love. But now, apparently, Peggy is more relaxed, or so it seems. There aren't any more scenes. She keeps her temper in check. She's been going in for good works. In fact, she has a volunteer job at the hospital. Yes, it's a new role for Peggy Martinson, but how much longer she'll be able to play it is something else again. For it's increasingly obvious to her that her husband is behaving more like a man grimly carrying through a bad bargain he's made than like a happy newlywed. Well, it's about 5:30 in the evening now. Peggy has just left the hospital.
Well, if it isn't Bob Keating. Hey there, don't run away.
What? Oh, hello, Peggy.
What are you trying to do, lose me?
No, of course not. I guess I didn't recognize you for a minute.
Well, I must have changed a lot in the last few days. Come on, what threw you, my new hat?
What are you doing here, Peg?
I work here, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now it's my turn to ask a question. What are you doing around Page Memorial?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I have sort of an appointment with Dr. Jensen.
Oh, that's very interesting. I happen to know Dr. Jensen is out of town today.
Oh? Oh, that's funny.
Yes, isn't it?
I must have gotten my dates mixed or something.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you had someone else in mind.
What do you mean?
Now, what would I mean?
I don't know.
Oh, this isn't like you at all. Bob, you're supposed to be a pretty forthright, outspoken character. I've heard you call a spade even when you weren't sure it was a spade. There's nothing wrong in waiting around for a girl. That's done every day.
Really?
So they tell me. What's the matter, Bob? Are you ashamed of it? Because you shouldn't be. Love is beautiful. Come on, why don't you admit you're waiting around for a glimpse of Nora? Or that you're trying to work up enough courage to go inside? Well, my bitter young friend, how about it?
Okay, you win, Peggy.
What does that mean?
You hit it right on the nose. That's just what I'm doing out here. Waiting for Nora to come out. I haven't got the nerve to go in. Do you want to start laughing now, or will you wait until you get into your car?
Ah, come on, Bob. Let you and me go get a big ice cream soda. What do you say?
Yeah, that sounds all right. Let's go.
I saw you come out of Mrs. Turner's room. How is she?
Not so good.
Is she any worse?
She isn't getting any better.
Oh. Ken, I don't know what to do.
Do about what?
Well, Mrs. Turner's landlady was here a few minutes ago, and she brought this letter. Do you see the envelope?
Hmm?
James Turner, that's her son.
That's strange. How could he have written a letter?
He's supposed to be in that hospital in Puerto Rico.
He is. He is. I called the boat line again this morning. They said he was still on the critical list.
Let's open it, Nora.
All right.
Well? What does it say?
Well, according to this letter, he's fine. Not only is he... Oh, wait a minute.
What is it?
Well, look at the date. April 20th.
Oh. Must have been written before he got sick.
Right. Ken, what do you think we ought to do?
Well, we kept one letter from her. But there's no reason why she shouldn't read this one. Come on, Nora. Let's get it. Hello, Mrs. Turner.
Oh, Dr. Martinson.
Yes?
That pill I took doesn't seem to have helped very much.
Oh, it will. You've got to give it time.
You see, Miss Drake, I'm still complaining. I'm still making a nuisance of myself.
You aren't doing anything of the kind. Besides, I have something here that's going to make you feel better.
What is it?
A letter for you.
A letter? From my Jimmy? Oh, please let me see it.
It was opened by mistake, Mrs. Turner.
Oh, that's all right.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you. A letter from Jimmy. Oh, where are my glasses? I had them... Oh, my hands are trembling so that I can't... Oh, Mr. Drake, would you please read it for me?
Of course. Dear Mom, just a few lines to let you know I'm okay and hope you're the same. This has been a pretty good run, and I am writing from Buenos Aires, as you can see. Well, Mom, this is it. The last trip, because I've decided to be a landlubber from now on. The Merchant Marine is okay, and you know why I joined up. But things are different now, and I want a job where I can... come home 7 nights a week and spend a little more time with the nicest lady I know.
Oh.
Get it, Mom? Well, I've got to close now. I'll be seeing you in about 3 weeks. Your loving son, Jimmy.
Isn't that nice?
Mrs. Turner.
I'm all right. My Jimmy's coming home. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that was a brilliant thought of yours, Peg. Nothing like an ice cream soda to pick a man up. They serve pretty good ones here, too.
Yeah, you must be real fond of them. I noticed this is your third.
Hey, Peg, let me ask you something. Do you want to be popular? Do you want people to love you, to say nice things about you? Do you?
Sure, I want that more than I want anything in this world. Well, almost anything.
Well, then let me give you a tip. Never keep track of how many drinks a man has. He might resent it. He might be sensitive. You see?
Perfectly.
Yeah. Now, what were we talking about?
The human comedy, Bob. You were making some interesting observations about the way of a man with a maid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, what do you think, Peg? Is it worthwhile? What are we torturing ourselves for?
We?
No, me. Let's narrow it down to one happy guy. That reminds me of Byron. You ever read much of his poetry?
Some of it. Why?
Love is of man's life a thing apart. 'Tis woman's whole existence. Byron wrote that. Pretty cute, huh? I guess he didn't have me in mind, did he, Peg? Or am I unique? Does this happen to other guys? Do they go in pieces, too?
Oh, Bob, cut that out.
What?
Honestly, you're maudlin and idiotic. This whining of yours, what do you think it'll get you? You're a weakling, Bob. You can't take it, but do you have to broadcast it? I'm sorry. I suppose I shouldn't have said that.
Why not? It's true. If I were a real man, I'd forget about her. She spoke a piece, that's that. But no, I come crawling back. Maybe she'll smile on me. Crumbs off a table.
Oh.
What's the matter, Peg?
I think I better go.
Well, what for? We just got here. Come on, sit down.
All right.
What's wrong, Peggy?
I've been sitting here for a half hour listening to you while you beat your breast. I've been acting pretty smug and superior, haven't I? Well, that's all it is. See, just an act, because I don't feel superior. In fact, this is one very frightened little gal.
What hit you, Peg?
You're a bright boy. I don't have to draw diagrams. You've been telling me for months now how much we had in common. Well, you were right, Bob. And her name is Nora Drake. You're eating your heart out over her, and she's got me running around in circles. Are you surprised, Bob? Because don't be. I can do some plain and fancy breastfeeding myself. It was a great victory for me, wasn't it, when I took Ken away from Nora? What have I got now? A doting husband, a loving companion. I have to plead with him to put his arms around me. No. I don't feel superior, Bob. I feel like crawling into some dark, quiet little hole and calling it a day.
More about Nora Drake in just a moment. Our guest this morning is Mrs. Sarah Jackson of Denver, Colorado. She discovered a way to save $35 in just one day. And since that requires no further introduction, we'll just let her tell you about it.
I have two girls, inasmuch as they are both blonde. Their hair is of the exact opposite type of texture.
Mm-hmm.
Janet, who has a very coarse, heavy hair, and Verl has very fine, almost baby fine hair.
I see.
One Sunday she suggested that we try the Tony wave, and we did. I gave Janet a wave, and then I gave Verl a wave, and then they both gave me a wave.
Mm-hmm.
But the surprising part about the whole thing is that when the waves were finished, we took our hair down, and we all had lovely waves, inasmuch as we all have a different textured hair.
I see. Tell me, how many Tonys has your family had in all, by the way, Mrs. Jackson?
Well, Verl, Janet wears her hair short, and I do, too. We have both had two waves.
Mm.
Verl's hair, who's very fine, still clings to her wave, and she's going on the 6th month.
Mm-hmm. How long do your Tonys usually last you?
I believe that Tony can last very nicely between 5 and 6 months.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Jackson. After what you told our listeners, the fact that Tony suits just any kind of hair, I'm sure they'll want to try Tony right away. You know, ladies, more than 1 million women a month give themselves lovely Tony home permanence. Yes, each month more than 1 million women use Tony. The Tony kit with plastic curlers costs only $2, and the curlers can be used again and again. For your second Tony permanent, all you need is a Tony refill. It costs only $1, yet there is no finer wave at any price. Thank you, Mrs. Jackson, for telling us about your Tony and for taking the time to come down. Here's the gift of a lifetime, a lovely 17-jewel Bulova wristwatch and a Tony refill so you can have your next home permanent on us.
Thank you.
Bob Keating had known all along, despite Peggy's air of bravado, that all was far from well between her and her husband. But this was the first time that Peggy let her guard down so completely and revealed the true extent of her anxiety and despair. It's as right as rain. Yes, a new shampoo enriched with lanolin gives you the advantages of soft water shampooing, even in the hardest water. It's Tony Cream Shampoo, as wonderful as Tony Home Permanent. Yes, Tony Cream Shampoo alone gives you soft water shampooing. No water softener is needed. So for beautifully clean, beautifully behaved hair, get the handy tube or jar of Tony Cream Shampoo. It's new. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another exciting episode of This is Nora Drake, brought to you by Tony Home Permanent, the cream cold wave.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.